Kat Kozin, you know, obviously on Tuesday night, a big win for your hockey club. A few of the guys in that room, you and Emma, that was a nice night at the cage, hey?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, had a good crowd out for the game, and you know, it felt like it was an intense hockey game, and it's a game that, you know, we were excited to watch our guys play too. We got to see some stuff that we haven't seen kind of all year, and now we've just got to make sure to keep building on it. Where we like I said, we've seen a lot of good things and seen a lot of compete, and you know, the intensity that we need for every game that we need. So it's something that we're definitely looking to build on.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's obviously the next question, right? Because you've had some big nights before this year. I think that was the biggest, personally, just watching it from the outside. But obviously you have to build on it, because if something goes flat this weekend, here we are again.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you just can't get too high from the emotion of the whole game. And you have to find a way to find that consistency all the time now. Like, you know, we've been talking about it for a while now. We're just trying to find, you know, to punch through that final hurdle and, you know, to kind of go on a run here. And, you know, we're hoping that's the game that can do that. And we've just got to find a way to continue to push and, you know, do the right things day in, day out. And like you said, it's just because it's one game, you've got to start putting them together, or you're right back to square one trying to find answers.
Yeah, and the Yorkton Terriers come to town to start Parent Billy weekend. You know, the Terriers have struggled keeping a puck out of their net. I do believe they got some help in now with Ethan Farrell, probably going to see him tonight. But again, no off nights. Got to be ready for the Terriers tonight.
For sure. And we've talked about it, you know, all year, where you can't take anybody lightly, because any team can beat any team. And, you know, like you said, they've got some help in net. And, you know, they just won their last game. And, you know, we're expecting them to come in here and be ready to go. And we haven't seen them this year, so we're looking forward to, you know, seeing them for the first time and seeing what they're all about.
And, of course, this weekend is always a highlight, right? Parent Billa weekend, the back-to-back home games. Melford awaits tomorrow. But some parents you might meet for the first time, and it's always such a fun weekend around the cage.
Yeah, it's nice to do it at the start of the year. We always try to get it done, you know, earlier than later, where parents can come to town. They can, you know, see their kids that they, you know, some of them probably haven't seen for a few months now. And you get to meet all the other parents. So when you're at road games, you know who everybody is, and you can, you know, build those relationships. And it's always nice for us to meet them too. So when you see them on the road, it's not meeting them for the first time. You get to, you know, have a conversation with them, and they get to see what Nipawin's all about. And I mean, snow's on the ground. It's still nice out. So it's a good time to be a Nipawin. It's always an exciting weekend for everybody.